Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay, welcome to FMLFPL the other one.
That's Walsh.
A little bit of a half-ass scream there.
Yep. Milan live from a unnamed hotel in San Francisco.
Yeah, don't dox me, bro. I don't want the cops kicking down the door, screaming, someone screaming murder.
That's all you get, San Francisco listeners. You can sleuth past that if you want.
Yeah, there's a slight chance I go to a bar on the 26th Boxing Day for some matches. So, you know, maybe I'll see some people there or something.
Cool. How you doing, man? Christmas Eve
I'm good
today.
Christmas Eve, then we're recording Thursday night. That'll be out Friday morning. Also live stream Friday morning, normal place, normal time for those people signed up. And then the pileup's over. So we're very close, dude.
Yeah, the next game week is the 4-day one where it strings along. The one after this upcoming one.
Right.
Saturday, right. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So
weird as hell.
Yeah, and then we have like a 2-week break, so.
Didn't it used to be every team playing on Boxing Day? Wasn't that how they used to do it?
I do not remember.
I feel like it used to be sort of a Game Week 38 situation where it was just like 10 games on Boxing Day. Fucking crazy. Like, biggest day of the year.
They certainly stretched the games out. There are 4 separate start times, but only 5 games. So, yeah. You know, that's how they hooked us good on that one. So Tuesday will be very long.
I'm seeing a lot of peacocks all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, how do you do the 4:30 in the morning kickoff times, by the way? This is my debut watching the Prem on the West Coast, basically. I mean, what's the deal? What time do you
When do you normally wake up?
Here or New York?
Like your regular life. When do you normally wake up?
Well, so far on this trip, I'd say I've been waking up around 8 or 9.
Your normal life.
Yeah, same. Yeah. 9.
So how hard is it to wake up at 7:30? That's all I do.
Pretty fucking hard.
What? Just an hour.
I mean, wake up at 9 is horrible.
Yeah, it's only an hour and a half. I wake up at 6 every day, so
yeah,
it's not that bad for me. You know, it's really not that bad.
You gotta set your priors at 6:30, and then it's not that bad. Or 6.
Yeah, man. You just make it. Then having, you know, I mean, you have a small human, and you're. Time change.
Yeah, the child really.
Changes.
Yeah. You don't need an alarm clock ever again.
No,
that's for sure. How's the team looking, dude? You had a nice week.
Well, I mean, I didn't captain fucking idiot face Watkins, so I have like
so
5 extra points than everyone else, I guess. Because I captain Sun.
AKA flying.
Yeah, but everyone seemed to get between like high 40s to mid 50s, depending on like if their team was fucked up enough to get lucky with Gabrielle in their team. And
right,
you know, I mean, my
or like a weird auto sub or something. People, I saw some people got like cleans on auto sub.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, I mean, Capping Sun gave me 5 extra points, so that was whatever, great. And Dom, you know, Dom in huge oh my scenes. God. I mean, there are people that don't have Dom, even though it seems like I haven't seen a single team like that. I mean, in Discord, everyone has Dom.
And yet I got like a small red arrow and I have Dom. And I'm just like, how the fuck is this happening? Yeah, I think it's one of those ones where we're getting deceived by the overall numbers or whatever. And everyone in our Discord has Dom. Everyone on Twitter has Dom. And I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe everyone who's actively playing just has him at this point.
Yeah, many do. But yeah, I think I'm going to try and stick with this little like secondary captain shout and see where it goes, just for science as an experimentation, where I'm gonna try and see what it's like to just swerve the main captain and see. I mean, so far it's been great.
It was like 90% Ollie, 5% Sun, 5% Mo, and the Sun and Mo caps are obviously
+5,
so good for them.
Plus, well, I mean it's fucking 5 points. I mean, let's not get it twisted here. I mean, it's literally a 5 point, like it wasn't some big discrepancy, but
yeah
every point counts. But you know, I mean, it wasn't that
every point counts.
So you were basically, we have same teams, you just didn't have Mike.
Just capped Ollie.
And you don't have Trent, and then, so that was a few extra points.
Trent and Simikas got hurt, so that's a 1-pointer. On my bench at the 5, dying.
Well, Trent also missed that 9-point hit. So that was madness. That was a miss of his lifetime.
More than 9 points, because that's also Mo assist probably up into 2 bones. It was just 14 shit, points. That was
Well, that would have been bad for you. Would have been bad for you, but
Well, good for me and bad for me. Tricky. Yeah. Tricky call there. But 47, right around, I think, lead average. I went a small red. My 2 frees did nothing. Trips and Ollie, so you know, whatever. Go again. I'm 1 week away from wildcard. Next pod, I'll be on wildcard for sure.
Yeah. So you'll have very short turnaround.
Very short, very bad, annoying time to be wildcarding in a lot of ways, because I'm just like flying back from San Francisco, like not that many price change opportunities to ride. I'm hoping that like Holland is back or something that would be a big swing in my favor of being able to just put him right in, not have to like -8 him back in, which seems like a lot of other people have to do. But I'll be on wild card, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and I mean, you do have all week, even though there are games. I mean, it's not like things are going to dramatically change, so you'll be able to start farming on Monday. Tuesday? Well, look at these games.
Tuesday deadline.
Yeah, so right away. So you're only going to miss like 2 price changes, so that could be good for you.
It's really not terrible. Yeah,
get a little cheeky.
I got a price changes on the West Coast are around like what,
5:30? 5:30.
Yeah. Okay, so I need to set my daily alarm for that. Not fuck this up badly. But it's a weird time to be wildcard. I mean, we'll talk more about it next week. But just like, I'm going to be wildcard for game week 20, and we know Mo and Son are going to be gone. And other players in the league are going to be gone starting game week 21. So, like, I probably won't have either, which is leaves me very exposed for game week 20. But it's going to be interesting. And so much money to spend, too. So, I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool play Newcastle on 20. So, that's not, like, that big of a miss, I feel like. And
yeah.
They suck
away. They're fucking
nightmares.
Yeah, I'll have Trent.
That's true. That is true. So, that might be a nightmare, but...
And who do Spurs have? Spurs are home Bournemouth.
Yeah.
That seems bad for me to not have Son.
You'll have Kulu and Rich, so you'll be fine. You'll be well covered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to have Kulu, Rich,
Kulu,
BJ.
Kulu, Rich, and Poro. Yeah, and BJ. Yeah, Poro. Even better.
Even better.
All right. So BJ. What are we coming into today?
Some Mug League leaders for December so far. This is all based on FPL Game Week. I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but first place, Jack Elwood, aka Witness the Fitness. Second place, Hugo Underhill, aka Marlowe. Third place, Sebastian Spinetto, aka Bone Seekers. Shout out to the leader of the public league, Sindra Carlson, aka Varbusen. Good job by you. Yeah, where do we want to go, dude? I mean, we obviously shouldn't run long as we're prone to do because there's so little time for people to listen. Yeah. It's just Christmas Day. It's the only time you have to listen to this episode. So it's like,
I mean, people have dishes to wash on Christmas. You don't. Yeah. You never know who's gonna.
And some people are very lonely on Christmas. They just,
there are also non-Christians that listen. Yeah.
Oh my God. Chinese food. Hello. Looking at me right here.
Yeah.
We got a lot of defensive questions. Maybe that's a place to start. I mean, sure. It's, you know, a lot of people are on Simi. A lot of people are on Lascelles. Phoenix asking, who are the prime replacements outside of the obvious Trent, Poro, and Arsenal defender? Balvsky asking about Gusto. Berbatov asking, should Mo and Son leaving put us off Trent and Poro at all? Asking if someone with Simi and Lascelles as well. And then Phoenix also asking about Gomez and the Chelsea defender. Trent's in a different tier, right?
I mean, Trent should be in every team as fast as possible.
Trent should be in every single team.
Yeah, it's pretty ludicrous to not own him moving forward. I mean, really, at any point right now, the way he's looked consistently. And, you know, again, he was that bar, which was a best chance he's had in his life that he missed. I mean, away from having, he would have been on 14 again. I mean, he's just fucking shitting points.
His returns,
they're insane. In
almost every game since game week
when he doesn't, when he doesn't do anything, it's bonus points. It's like,
in a
2-1 game, he just gets two
blanked
bonus points.
At Luton, and then the other blank was at Palace, and he gets two bonus points. It's ridiculous.
So, Trent definitely a different category. I mean, Poro is a mad one because he takes up these positions, and also he's pretty donkish. I mean, it's he just donkeys. The balls, you just never know. Like, he'll have a few nice passes throughout the course of a game because he attempts a lot, and then he'll have many that are just like, oh, you don't even know where it's going. You know, you like, who are you that you're putting that ball in? It ends up over there, you know. So he still feels like kind of a winger-ish type player, though. So the fixtures are pretty good for a while, and they will accidentally keep a few cleans because they have one of the best goalies in the world at.
They
not
almost
letting the ball
accidentally
in.
Cleaned while getting fucking destroyed
as
against
usual.
Everton.
Yeah. And I mean, the goalie is that good. Honestly, he's having that good of a season anyway. He's I haven't seen him outside of this season, but he's insane. He's so hard to beat. And their fixture run for a long time is really good. I mean, they don't play like City or Liverpool or anything like that until it's interesting. Like, they have a really jammed game week 33 to 36 is Newcastle, City, Arsenal, Liverpool all in a row.
What?
Which is really it's really exploitative because you can kind of just hold up to that point and then ship out.
Yeah,
so
good for fantasy, yeah.
Yeah. So from 19 to 32, I mean, they don't have a hard fixture. So Poro looks like just a really nice kind of set and forget as long as he's fit. I mean,
their
obviously
hardest fixture in that entire stretch is at Chelsea and we all at Villa. But we all know what at Chelsea is, and we all know what Villa is, and at Man United, we all know what Man United is. They just don't have a picture,
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Romero injured, not good, and also there's the break coming up, and it sort of doesn't matter who, I mean, they've playing with that, it's whatever, you know, they're fine. I mean, we're not comparing them to, like, they're not going to keep some elite number of clean sheets, but no one really is, and... And then Arsenal, right? I mean, what do you see in Arsenal? I mean, I missed their game this week against Liverpool. Unfortunately, I missed that one. But what do you think about from them?
Yeah, great, great defense. Probably, for me, the best defense of the league. You know, Liverpool caused a lot of chaos. That'll happen at Anfield. That's their second hardest fixture in the season, you know? So they got that out of the way. Really good run. Even the Liverpool game in 23, at least, is at home. And they could clean that. And you can just hold steady.
Yeah.
I don't think any fixture really, except for, again, away City in 30 is really like, I don't want to start my City defenders. And then, you know, LOL, Gabriel scores his first goal of the season
at
Liverpool. I mean, that's classic.
What
Gabriel.
Are you going to do? That is, I mean,
trolls
are
going to fucking troll. I mean, you cannot write that script. It's just like unbelievable. Yeah. But I mean, they're great. They're going to keep, they are the one team that I'm like, they are going to keep a lot of cleans.
Yeah.
So I like that. You know, having Saliba over Gabriel continues to make no sense. But at the time when I bought him, it felt like Gabriel was still like, is he going to start every game? But like, clearly he's going to start every game and he's vital for the team and he's still cheaper and he's got the goal threat. So, you know, like, obviously he's better. I bought White not that long ago, and you know, when before his unannounced, I'm not in the squad because I'm very badly hurt, whatever the fuck. And then he didn't start the next two, but now he's just a good pick too. I mean, he's
back to normal.
5-6, back to normal, 90 every game. He's going to get assists. He's going to get bonus points. Great pick. Raya, great pick. High on them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's about it. Spurs, I mean, you don't.
Spurs are just weird because it's like normally we would, in a normal FPL season, we would never buy a defender on a team with a bottom six defense. And that's where they're sitting right now. They're sandwiched right between Burnley and West Ham in non-penalty XG allowed per game. And yet we're sitting here. There's very few teams, maybe just Arsenal in a tier on their own where we're expecting lots of consistent cleans. And so he's an option. But I don't know. Is Porro better than just a second Arsenal guy?
No.
Probably not.
No. I mean, I think, though, you can make the case.
Assists are less points than cleans.
Yeah, you can make the case, though, that you know you could have two Arsenal attackers. You know, I mean, maybe that's better. I mean, ultimately, yeah. No, you're right. Obviously, the underlying clean sheets don't look great for Spurs, both eye test and numbers-wise.
Yeah.
And also, he has 6 assists on the season, and that feels very much about what he should have, and no goals. And he could easily have had a goal by now. And so, you know, when you add those things up, you know, you do get a player who's returning pretty frequently for a defender.
Very, and, very frequently. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just still a good pick. I mean, Trips is, I don't even know. After this NFO game, he is being fired off into the fucking,
I can't wait to wild card my triple Newcastle out into fucking the mud. Anyone of else? Muds.
Yeah.
I mean, Berbatov's question is interesting. We skip the Mo and Trent conversation, but like Sun leaving, how does that affect Porro as their by far like talisman best goal scorer at the club? I don't know. I'm not good enough to like quantify that some way, but it certainly isn't good for him, right? I mean, it just removes Sun from the pitch and insert Skip to every game because Andrew's fucking obsessed with Skip and it's his son. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I imagine he would just play BJ on the left and he would stick Kulu back out on the right, and hopefully Lo Celso. Yeah, it's not good. You know, hopefully Lo Celso is back by then.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows about Madison's fucking, who knows what he's up to. He just wears his little hats on the sideline. But I mean, it's obviously a downgrade. And also, in terms of Porro, I mean, he's still going to be doing the exact same shit. So I don't really care that much if Sun's there or not for Porro.
It's probably very insignificant.
I think it's very insignificant for Porro, yeah.
I do Gusto shout.
You didn't watch the game today.
If you're there, I watched the last 20 minutes.
He didn't do a single fucking thing. I mean, every time they. I don't know. I don't want to spend a half an hour in Chelsea, so we'll try and keep it brief. But they are such a dysfunctional, fucked up mess. Every single game I watch them play, it's as though it's like he has 38 chapters in a book, but Poch, and he just, each chapter is a completely different way of playing football. And he he's like, do this week, next week, completely different thing, like do this. It's insane. It's just actually insane, and they don't function. And Gusto,
away especially, they're really bad. But, you know, they have some really good homes coming up soon. I think you can start a guy there. But,
he's 4-1.
I was going to say, this is a rare team that actually has a slot there that's starting every week, right? Like, we've all pretty much gotten rid of Haaland. It doesn't seem like he's going to play this week either, right? So we all have unlimited money there. We're all soon getting rid of Sun. We're all soon getting rid of Mo. We're all soon getting rid of Kudus, whatever the fuck. Like, who's starting a 4-1 defender every week? And what is that team?
Yeah, I mean, you can have money in the bank if you want. But But for me, I mean, I'm looking at my team with, I have Gabriel, Porro, Trent, and Trips. And after this game, I might do Trips to Gusto because I need another bench guy, and I don't know what I want to do with the money in the future. I mean, I don't want to sink it into my fourth defender really, but I mean, Gusto is just, he had a couple of moments, but it's like, they're fucked up. Yeah. They're just so fucked up. And it would never surprise me for him not to play any game. Then he just puts DeSasi because he wants to 100%. Play 50 center backs. And that's as insane as that is. And as much as I think they need Gusto to be playing right back because they have no pace on in the fullback positions. If he doesn't play, it seems like he's never going to play Mattson. I mean, when he plays, like, he plays four center backs. Like, that's his alternative.
Left back every game, all season. Yeah.
And it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, I do think Gusto's like a good pick for 4-1. But also, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, when are you starting him? And
when are you starting him? I guess you're rotating one of your defenders or something like that.
I don't know.
Benching defenders away, or you know, it's not you're mathing something out that's probably like too big-brained. Yeah. But like you look at, I guess, Spurs, right? Like Oro at Brighton versus Gusto home Palace. If I had both, I'd probably start Gusto.
Yeah, I would definitely not start Gusto. I mean, do this Chelsea team against us? Who are they going to play? Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, no Palmer, no
Rats.
They have no players.
Show. They're going to have to play. I don't even know what it's going to look like, but
yeah.
Either way, I think the Poro experience is not one to snap in and out of the team because he has a goal and an assist game in him and it can come at any point. Unless it's City, Arsenal, Liverpool, I don't think he's ever a bench if you own him. Yeah, you just need to kind of commit to that. Yeah.
You'll miss the attacking returns if you try and rotate him.
Yeah.
One of those situations. Yeah, I don't know when you play it. Maybe he's just your first bench and he's a great first bench guy, but like, yeah, it's a weird one.
It does feel like it's a small pool of defenders though that we're looking at right now. Trent's an automatic spot, and then it's, you know, the other two spots are gonna be some combination of any number of Arsenal players. I don't hate having like fight Van Dijk, you know, if you like that.
Yep.
Two Arsenal, you know, maybe Poro, you know, but outside of that, you know, there's no one else too good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else we got going today?
Fast forward 5 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now, we all have Haaland, Mo, Son. We're going to be fucking kill anyone for that .1 saving on a defender, yada, yada, yada. But we're not there yet.
We'll see what it looks like at that time.
Yeah, so Man City are back from their wherever trophy, they went, their thing.
Did they win whatever the thing was called?
Yeah, they easily won.
Wow, that is amazing. And
unbelievable. They completed the quintuple. Yep.
They're an incredible club.
Kim said, do we take a chance on Haaland or keep Darwin for one more game week? Terp said, is Gvardiol priced to buy at 4.8? Fucking Terp. And then Gub just asking, should we back City to start keeping clean sheets? I'm keen to get on the City D while it's unfashionable, yada, yada, yada. I mean, we spent a while talking about City defense last pod, right?
I do really like Guardiola, for the record.
Really? Just because he's been really attacking in these last couple games? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's playing, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he has not subbed on once, or he did in gimmick one. So that's also something you love to see, right?
I didn't know that. That's really good.
Yeah, he has a few zeros across the board. So he's 4.8. You know, I mean, yeah, I think he's the name that you could throw into the hat.
That's a good Gusto team, right? Like you start Vard everywhere, give Gusto on the bench, boom.
Sure. Also, a hilarious thing, because I was looking at City defense and just poking around, but this season they've had 1,530 minutes played in the Premier League Manchester City.
Okay.
Kyle Walker has played 1,530 minutes in the Premier League. He has not subbed off once. He has not missed 1 minute of action. And he only has 51 points. He only has 51 points. He's played every game. He's averaging like 2 points a game or whatever. What is that? 51, 17 games.
He has four cleans in 17 games, one assist.
He's averaging like 3 points a game or something.
It's exactly 3 points a game, right? You said 51 into 17. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's really fucking insane.
I don't know if he's a pick. I don't know what you do with that information, but he plays, so.
I'd be so tilted if I was like, I had the foresight to go with him game week one, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, he's starting every week. Like, I can't not start him in my team every week, and he's just the worst pick in the game.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good start. Like, they had two cleans right away, and then he had his 11-pointer against NFL Game Week 6. And then from Game Week 7 to Game Week 17, he's only gotten more than 2 points once. So if you jumped off after NFL,
From Game Week 7 to 17, no attack returns, and their only clean is at Man United.
Yeah. We did spend a lot of time talking about City defense last pod, so I think nothing new there. But in terms of the rest of the, I mean, it looks like Haaland's not playing Everton at all.
It seems like it. Although he's
not training and shit.
I think he maybe started training today, but I think it was Wolfie on our Discord told me that he wasn't included in the Club World Cup squad initial game, so he was ineligible to play the final anyway because he wasn't on the bench for that.
Okay.
I don't know. He's probably not playing, but we're also probably going to get more news before the deadline, I'd assume. Training picks or some shit.
Either way, you're still going to be very sweaty if he's going to start or not, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
But people should start thinking about how to get him back in, or maybe it's just a Mo double move or something like that, and you just do that, and that's fine too.
Sure. Yeah. What else about City, though? I mean, is there anything else there? People still have Jalv. I mean, Kevin might be back sometime soon.
Yeah.
Jack, Foden.
I mean, I'm very happy to start Jalv this week in my team. I'm also starting Stones this week. Like, lol at me, you know? He's fucking been such a nightmare. He owes me so hard.
Yeah, he's started
both games. Both games in the Club World Cup, by the way, and the Dead Rubber Champions League game. So,
yeah.
He's fit. He's good.
I mean, imagine getting Stones instead of Walker, who has played literally every minute in the Premier League.
Unbelievable.
You could have two or three more points than you currently have
if
you
did that over the course of the last month. It's shocking. I feel like Cancelo has more points than Walker hasn't played since last January.
It's about the same.
But yeah, I don't know. There's nothing much else to say there. I still think they're, pretty likely to win the league, and I think they'll pick up some really good form once Haaland is back, once Kev is back, once Stones is starting, etc. But might not be right now. Might not be this second.
Yeah.
But like you said, I mean, after game week 20, there's 2 weeks off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, after game week 20, there's 2 weeks off. And then after game week 21, there's 2 weeks off again. So, I mean, by the time it's like game week 22, it'd be shocking if City weren't kind of hitting their stride, at least to me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's City. They've got. I mean, we'll see with them when they come. Players come back. What about? Sure. I mean, I also just Saka. I brought him in 3 straight blanks. I mean, what is going on with that? That's something else. He hasn't blanked back to back yet all season, and I brought him in. And he literally rattles 3 in a row off.
Yeah, this was Hardly Boys. Can we do a quick minute on Saka, please? He's not passing the eye test from the last few games. Odegaard looks like their best midfield pick. Do we just hold because Arsenal still have quote unquote easy matchups upcoming?
I mean, he was unplayable in the Villa game, and he was also insanely good in the Brighton game, so I don't know what you're talking about. The eye test there, I missed the Liverpool game.
He was not great. It was not one of his better games. He did probably more fouling than getting fouled, which is rare for him.
Is this just it catching up to him? Because we've been literally saying that starting in game week 7 or something. Like, he's just gonna go in and out of some blanks with his one corner assist to stave off the Wolves sometimes and sometimes
I don't think so. I think you do just hold, not just because, as Hardly Boys, they said they have good fixtures, but because of what you said, right? Like, he did play really well against Brighton. He did play really well against Villa. Probably unlucky to not return in either of them.
Well, he also had the corner assist that they didn't give, which was ridiculous. It's just
automatic FPL assist all season, and they didn't give it to him. So, it's like the March goal all over again. In my head, he basically got that assist, and he's just, if he just keeps doing what he's doing, he just got out of the field, he's fit, he'll return. I don't know.
He'll keep ticking. Yeah, I mean,
I think so.
I hope so, because he hasn't been fucking been in my team. Bad.
But the other part of the question is also interesting. I mean, you could argue that Odegaard's just the better pick, and I would not really fight you about that. I mean, he's
absolutely
continues to create big chances, get big chances in almost every game.
Yep. Yeah, and it looks like it really just took a few months to figure out how to play with that brand new midfield three. Like he was playing with two brand new players, and you know, to figure out what spaces to occupy, who likes what tendencies, and now that it's fairly settled with him, Kai, and Rice, yeah, he just looks like he's growing into it. I mean, it seemed like Rice too is a little bit like he chills a little bit more. In the beginning of the season, he was going way more nuts, going in the attacking third and shit like that, where Odegaard was having to sit a little bit more than it seemed probably was beneficial for the team. And it seems like they just figured that balance out a lot better. And yeah, I mean, yeah, I definitely
Kai's been better.
Yeah, Kai's been really, really good. I mean, I missed Liverpool, but I thought he was excellent against Brighton. So yeah, I mean, they both look good. I mean, I think we're entering a period, especially when Mo and Son are going to leave, is like, what three Arsenal players do you have? You know, and it's going to be either two defenders and one, or two attackers and one defender. And it's going to be probably a shit ton of points in one way and not the other. So it's marginal call that's going to have a big point impact, it feels like.
It's exciting because we're going to be like off book for a little bit with Mo and Son and whatnot. And we're all going to, and we got a ton of questions about just like midfield replacements or guys looking a couple game weeks ahead of time. Like, you know, X50 asking about Bowen, Benji asking about Bowen and Rich, Ben asking about Paqueta versus Bowen. Sides asking about Rich. Is he back to best pick in the game? Easy switch for Son, or is Son's departure going to make the team worse to a point of not being worth it? And Jitterbug asked about Odegaard, asked about Gross. And we're all kind of going to be, I think, diverging into like all these different midfielders and spending the money in different places in the coming weeks. So it's pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, Palmer also is really difficult for me, honestly. I mean, he plays a lot of the time just reserve. Like today, it was the same thing as the last game where he's just coming, he's dropping in. I mean, he's playing with Gallagher and basically no other midfielders and these idiot forwards who can't play. They have two non-functioning feet, all of them. And he's just like floating a lot, and he's not attacking that much. And he had like, you know, one or two shots, and you know, he put in one or two like reasonable balls. But you know, I know they have like Palace, Luton, Fulham. Well, then he's not playing Palace, but then they have like Luton, Fulham. But then it gets like a little bit tricky after the Fulham game, where you have Liverpool, then you have Wolves, which is, you know, not the easiest game. I mean, they just go rematch at home, Palace away, City away, Spurs at home. I mean, Brentham away, Newcastle, Arsenal. I mean, so I think that spot too is not very secure. His spot in our teams, I think, and we don't know if he's on pens either. Depending. I mean, you could also just get rid of him right now if you need to, because he's not, can't play, and if you need a player there. But we don't, I mean, and Nkunku's going to be back too. We don't know if he's going to have pens, but
I don't know if Palmer keeps pens. I mean, he couldn't have been better on men so far this season. But like, I think you'll want him back, you know, at least for game week 20 through 24 ish. But yeah, if you're going to maybe get rid, then I could see
I'm
that.
Just saying, or like, if you adding more uncertainty to the midfield.
For sure. I mean, what do you think about Bowen and Kudus? We've kind of like...
Well, Kudus is gone too, so don't forget.
Oh yeah, he's leaving in 21. Yeah, I forgot.
Which...
So that might be bad for Bowen, might be good for Bowen, because it means he's moving back to right wing, but it means the worst player enters the 11, right?
I mean, he's going to have to start Ings, I think, right? I mean, who the fuck is he going to play?
I mean, he could play Ben Rama wing and keep Bowen in the middle, maybe?
I don't know.
Mubama.
Yeah, but he's too young to be played by Moyes. I mean, I'm like just the most stubborn broken record ever with Bowen and that, but like they just keep playing. I don't know what they're doing every game. Like how they it seems like they just scam their way into results somehow.
I know.
And Bowen does literally nothing for the entire game. I mean, we could just clip this and copy it on for Rich.
Yeah.
Does nothing the whole game, and then he somehow just ends up with a goal. Like he finishes the one chance or whatever.
He has 102 points. He has 11 goals, 1 assist.
Yeah. And he never gets bonus points because all he does, everything he does in the game is very negatively. He does very many negative bonus points.
Which is weird. It usually players who you don't notice that often, which is him.
But he gives the ball away good so on much. Bones.
Yeah, I guess
he gives the ball away so much, and he doesn't create anything ever. I mean, he has one assist. I think it was a rebound too. I don't remember it exactly, but I mean, it's. I think Kudus leaving is going to be really bad. I mean, without Antonio, is just. But all that said, you know, I mean, he's basically just gets like seven every game somehow. Yeah. So I mean, it's hard to. I mean, they have some tough fixtures, but it's hard to argue against. Yeah, I mean, it's just. I mean, they do play Arsenal twice in very quick succession, which isn't good for them. And but other than that, their fixtures are fine.
18 and 19 mirror game weeks 23 and 24.
Hey.
A little fun fact for you. Fucking weird as hell.
Huge, huge scene.
Yeah.
Do you like Bowen? I mean, do you?
I feel like for five consecutive pods, I've been like, he's just good. He's just going to score. Yeah, I haven't brought him in my fucking team. I definitely wouldn't have gotten him over Rich, you know, if you rewind like 3 weeks ago or something like that. But I keep saying he's good. I don't know. He scores every week. But like, yeah, I mean, maybe this is just a blind spot for us and we need to just accept that and just get him in or something.
I mean, I did have him for a long time.
You had him for a while, but I think it definitely is a blind spot when like a team's not very attacking, team's not very fluid or good. The player isn't that involved, doesn't get that many shots, you know, doesn't get that much XG, yada, 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 scores every game. Like I tend to go towards volume. I'm like a fucking moth to volume.
Yeah,
and he's just the antithesis of that, and so is any Moyes team in history.
Yeah, because he feels like you keep getting away with it. Like that's what it feels like with
Bowen. That is how it feels to me.
And I mean, it's not in the same level of like Almiron last year, where we knew the player was also actually horrendous. Like we know Bowen's a good player, and he's definitely a good finisher. Like you know, he's good. And also, I think if he was getting bonus points, it would be a lot more egregious, but he just doesn't get bonus points.
He'd be double digits every other week if he got
He'd have the most points in the game, probably. I mean, given the amount of goals he has, like, where's he at in terms of all players right now? He's 30 behind Mo. And
35 behind Mo, 20 behind Son, and he has what? How many bones on the season does he even have?
Eight.
Eight bonus points on 12
on 11 returns. Goals. So he's getting he's averaging less than one bonus point per goal scored, which is takes some doing. But I mean, if he was getting
pretty
on a team that sucks,
mediocre that doesn't do team anything, that doesn't like keep never keeps it clean, but so he's not competing with like his keeper or defenders ever. Yeah. Where the fuck are the bones even going for him?
I don't know. So the other weird, team. Man. The other team. Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. But I don't, I'm still not sitting here like. I would still not advocate or advise like get Bowen. He's a great replacement. Like
after this week, though, they're home Brighton, at Sheffield, home Bournemouth, and maybe that's the run. You know, that's right when it's game of 20, right the week before AFCON and Asian Cup.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I could see people doing Mo to Bowen, and you know, fuckface to Holland.
Yeah, sure. That's but what about him versus Rich?
Yeah, another tough one. Another, like you said, like sort of feels like you're getting away with it. I mean, I've always rated Rich much higher than you do, but the sub early thing, it just drives you up a wall, right? Like he gets his one chance, he takes it well, but if he misses his one chance, and it just feels like, oh, he's blanking today. Because half of his game is over already, and you know, he also
gets subbed and deserves it every time. So, I mean, it is though, still, right? Last two games, he scored a goal in each, but what else did he do in both of those games? I mean, doesn't do anything. Literally doesn't do anything. Just that runs in a straight line, whether it's vertically or diagonally. Yeah. Can't pass. I mean, just like, doesn't do anything. So, it's tough to carry.
He used to not be like this when he was a winger. He was like known for his work and his press and all the defensive shit that he brings to the game. But now it's just such a different role.
Well, the pressing too is he's a lot more like, not like headless chickeny, but he just does it to move it to this corner or something. Like he just is on an island pressing, just running by himself. And you know, that does something for the team's press, but he individually isn't, you know, creating turnovers or getting anything really high up the pitch. And
His numbers are very, very good. But again, these are per 90, right? And you have to
that's not fair
try and do the gymnastics to make that a per 60 in your head. And it's very, very different. That's kind of like a bait thing about him.
Yeah, so, I would take Bowen over him though. Like, give me the 90 minutes. Like, forget it. But I also just, I mean, I know Sun's going to leave, but I don't think Rich is playing well, like, at all. And like Bowen, you watch Bowen, you're like, your team is fucking dog shit, and you're doing as much as you can. Like, and it's
right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I think Rich with you there. I think I would go Bowen over Rich, mainly just the minutes. I mean, really, that for me, that is like the number one thing.
He's playing a 30% more every game week. That is a very high percentage.
Doesn't count the added time.
Yeah.
That they tack onto games, right? Sometimes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I feel like Bowen actually scores a lot of his like scrappy, weird rebound off my shin goals in that period.
Yeah.
But how would you rate them next to, say, like Odegaard?
I would take Odegaard ahead of both of them by a lot.
I know. I think I would too.
I mean, it's a little bit of a different price bracket. And I mean, it also, because a lot of people already have Arsenal players. Like, I already have three Arsenal players in my team. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
It's a different price bracket, but everyone's getting rid of Mo and Son soon. So it's like, also, there is no price bracket anymore. There's no spin.
Yeah, that's true. I think the X factor, though, is City. Like, we don't know how they're going to settle. We still have no idea when Kevin's back, because Kevin's always, Kevin shits points always. And he's like 10 million. I mean, I also wanted to, I guess it's like maybe a little premature, but maybe if we don't talk about it now, we'll forget. But I mean, Son at 10 million, like, is he great? Like, I don't know. Like, he's
at
okay.
Wing? No. At wing? Striker? Yes.
But he's playing wing now. I mean, it seems like that's...
I'm agreeing with you a little bit there.
He plays 25-ish minutes at striker because he moves there when Rich gets subbed. So, I mean, maybe it's huge. Good enough, but... I mean, is he like auto back in when he comes back, or like, well, how do you think
probably
we should treat
him? But the thing is with Spurs is they still like, they'll get Mato back. It seems like Lo Celso's back, you know, I don't know if Van de Ven's ever coming back, but you know, they'll get guys back. They'll be a better team by the time Son comes back, I think. Yeah, he might come back and play striker.
You know, that fit.
Yeah. I mean, like, it didn't take maybe that long for him to drop Rich.
Yeah, he could just do it again.
The first time. Yeah. He could just do it again and just be like, this is my best team.
Yeah, that's possible. He puts Kulu back on the wing.
Yeah. And they're just functioning and playing well. He'll
he has
do
pens
that.
And stuff. It's just, Well, like, what do you think about Son alongside, like, Saka? I feel like they're sort of, like, similar-ish in terms of how are we going to have both of them in the future.
The goal scoring compared to like the random I'm going to take assist kind of guy is like, I'd always rather have the ceiling. And I mean, we're just 2 weeks removed from a Son 17 pointer. I mean, Saka's not getting 17 pointers. It's not even possible, I don't think.
Yeah.
Without like two pens.
He wouldn't even take them both. You fucking fool.
Yeah, right. He'd give them away. They would have to concede goals and then get pens to get back in the game. That's the only way he takes both. Whereas, like, Son can just, like, Addy in open play, which he's done. Yeah. Brace in open play, which he's done.
Because we're going to be back in a few game weeks where it's, like, Haaland and Mo are back, and then having Haaland, Mo, Son, and Saka is not possible now that Trent is better than all of these players.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Because now
really
that we need
tough.
Trent, now that we need to have Trent in, you got to throw someone in, someone back. So,
Trent,
that's a problem for future us.
A lot of people who have already spent their Haaland money on like Trent and then are going to use Mo money to get Haaland back are going to be in like a pickle in like game week 25 when they're like, do I have to get Mo back? And the answer is probably yes, but I don't know. It'll be a conversation, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of Mo, are you capping this week? Or are you going to you're going to go differential?
Yeah, baby. You know who I'm on.
Dom Home Fulham?
Come on, man.
Who is it?
Darlous.
Oh my God.
We're back, baby. He's gonna hat trick one of these games. It could be this game. And I want to get twice the amount of points for it.
There you go.
Easy. There you go. Easy.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to be terrified of the team sheet, because you can certainly tell me there's a world where Darwin's just dropped and he's not in the first 11 anymore. Nah, but
that's not that. I can tell you for sure that world doesn't exist.
Okay. Well, if Gakpo starts in between Mo and Luis Diaz, I will be upset. But I will be Captain Darwin Gone.
Might start at left wing.
Fine, give me that. I don't give a shit.
He's much better than Diaz and Gakpo, and he needs Darwin. To start every game.
It's Darwin.
Yesterday was very clear that that's the case.
Yeah, it's definitely Captain Darwin for me. What about you? What are you looking at?
Yeah, Matt said, is it easy mocap? Or are you tempted by Sun, Brighton, Dom, Home Fulham, or Ollie versus Man United? I mean, I think it is easy mocap, but...
Well, why?
It is a way.
But why is Mo cap over Trent? Like, I think that's...
Because very questionable. Away, we've been worse. You know, Burnley haven't been clean that much. I mean, they'll still play, right? Like, I feel like 3-1 is more likely than 3-0. You know, it's that kind of team. They're happy to, like, send it all forward and try and score one goal, even though they're going to concede three and lose in both instances.
I mean, they do have Lyle Foster back, which is their god-tier player, and they have Obafemi Odebert, but I mean, it's still fucking Burnley. Like, they're going to be... I know. They have bad players, like, everywhere, so...
Yeah. Trent early sub is also not potentially out of the question.
Yeah, so that makes it better, though, kind of, right? You bank that shit, baby.
Could be.
I think that's a close, very close one.
Yeah, Trent's been...
Honestly.
Unreal.
I mean,
unreal.
Trent's getting... just as, if not bigger chances than Mo.
We've been here before. There have been seasons before when it was just like Trent is just matching Mo's points or even outscoring him regularly.
Yeah.
I guess pens are also just like the big...
Yeah, you never know when a pen strikes. There.
You never know. I mean,
they should have gotten one
against Arsenal. Did you see that Odegaard handball? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Bada 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 whatever.
Yeah, ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba.
That was such a good video. Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba.
The boys.
I mean, Mo is also kind of like, whatever. You know, I mean, he gets like a little bit here or there. I mean, he's good.
Yeah,
he's definitely going to be the most capped player by very very high numbers.
For sure. He's sort of Kane like. In past seasons of you watch and you're like, Kane's playing like shit or like he's slow, but he scores every game.
Yeah, generally he does.
Yeah, I mean, he's a lot better.
Yeah, he's a lot better at home than away historically, but I mean, Burnley is just such an exploitable fixture for like which game this weekend or this midweek the most likely to see home, five goals or something.
If Sun was home, I think that would be interesting, because we know Brighton have still on zero cleans in the season. They're open, they're aggressive.
Yeah,
seems like a perfect Sun game to me.
Yeah,
away, I'm not that sure. But you could go differential. Yeah. I don't think it's a fucking catastrophe. No one is Haaland anymore. No. Mo is not that anymore, and only Haaland is that in the league.
Yeah. Which means Darwin.
Which means Darwin.
Yeah. Boxing Day, you know, nice evening. Darwin's. Darwin hasn't done anything in so long. Do you know how due fucking Darwin is?
He's due.
Holy shit. He hasn't scored a goal since game week 10. 10. It was like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
It's insane. He's going to explode.
Yeah. I think so. He's a coiled.
He's primed.
Something.
He's primed to explode. He's salivating. He didn't play 1-1. Go to Turf Moor. Vincent Kompany sitting there speaking fucking Flemish.
Oh my God, Vince.
Darwin's going to go, fuck him. He's going to fuck him all, baby.
And then he's going to start Newcastle and do it again. Home Newcastle, that is a fucking... I'm scared to not have Mo in that game because I probably won't have Mo.
Yeah. I mean, do you think Mo might be able to rinse Dan Burn?
Oh my God.
He hasn't been able to rinse a single left back all year from my watching.
Well, I guess you missed the Zinchenko game. But,
well, Zinchenko's also not a left back, so he doesn't count. Well,
then what are the fucking rules? It's like everyone he reaches isn't a left back, and everyone who doesn't is a left back? Is that the rules?
Yeah.
Okay.
The rules are whatever suits my argument.
There we go.
They change as we go. Quicksand, baby. Yeah,
he got asked the right question to get the right answer, you know? Let's just rally through these questions real quick and get out of here. Ferguson said, do we need to change our mindset on the promoted teams?
What's the mindset?
I mean, I think he's right. I mean, Chef Yu under Wilder are no longer... I mean, they were one of the worst teams we've ever seen. And they were conceding 3 to 5 every week, it seemed like. They're just like an annoying bus now. That's not like a guaranteed fucking haul.
Yeah, I think they're exactly the same as Chef Yu played when they had him before. I mean, the formation's slightly different, but in terms of outlook, it's like, oh yeah, they're not a great attacking fixture, one of the best defensive fixtures in the league.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep.
So
totally. That's a big change. I mean, Luton away, we've talked about all season.
Yeah, that Burnley, changed a long time ago.
I don't change my outlook on Burnley at all. Yeah, I think
they
that
fucking suck.
If you're surprised that they beat Fulham, you need to change your fucking Fulham outlook, because they fucking suck. People are like, oh my God, Fulham in form. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Fucking fraudulent Fulham. Holy shit.
Fulham, it's like Milv catches a couple of managers sleeping, like, once in a while, and then all of a sudden, like, story occurs, and then they're back to just being fucking full. They're
so all over again. It's
they're so bad.
They kind of down tools when you think about it. I mean, they get to safe, and they just are like, what the fuck? No idea what they're going to do every week. Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
Mike said, have I missed peak Solanke, or do I get him in ASAP? A Man City forward could easily outscore him in the next four, but FOMO is real. I guess he's talking about Jalv.
Yeah, I mean,
what are the Dom fixtures? Yeah,
he has a couple good, then it gets a little. They're fine. I think Dom is very interesting to me because, you know, I mean, seeing the NFO game and then just looking more, digging a little bit more, and like, because, you know, watch a few of the Bournemouth games over the last couple months.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we used to see him more as, you know, he drops in a lot. And since they found this new, like, 11 attacking, like, he's doing a lot more striking. He's doing a lot more number nining. And, I mean, those two headers he scored, like, oh my God. I mean there
those
are
a
lot
one
of
in a million. That hat trick was like a one in a million.
Well, the rebound one was whatever. But, I mean, the headers,
they were fucking unbelievable.
Such minuscule chances. And also, he's so good at heading. I mean, it wasn't accidental. Like, I mean, but he's like, he's an enormous unit and he leaps very high and his ability there is just unbelievable. I mean, he is kind of putting it together before our very eyes, like right now.
Yeah.
And I think he's just taking,
and he's having a breakout season. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just taking a giant leap forward to the player that we believed was in there going back to, you know, preseason
We've
last year
for so long
for years. Right. But,
oh my God.
But I think that's taking a lot more pressure off. And he's just also seems to be finding some of those kind of lucky goals where in the past, it feels like it was like very hard for him to score those goals. And I mean, he's fine. He also just he's been playing in the Premier League now for a little while. Like last year was his first full season. So he has a little bit more savviness to what has to do. I mean, he just looks like he's amazing. Like he reminds me like last year of like Watkins. And he's just better, you know, just like a better version of it's just like
and
people are
going to
be in denial.
Is similar to Watkins too, right? I mean, it's like the team gets so much better under Emery. I mean, this team is so much better. They rightfully were getting a lot of shit with Gary O'Neill was kind of like doing the shit at Wolves and it was good. But they're a different level right now. And they just look like an actual pretty good team with really young, exciting players, which like you definitely couldn't say last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically doubling his XG per 90 and he's halving his XA per 90. And he's just getting tons of shot. Best of his career.
And there's no real reason why it shouldn't if not continue, even get better, because the squad and the spine and everyone's like fairly young, and yep. he has
a really young team. Yeah.
I mean, he has some good depth options, even if they have an injury or two here or there. And the, you know, the defense is also is like turning it around. Like, again, it's just like he used to have to run and do, he had to play like two players worth of positions in the past with Gaz O'Neal. And now he just can play striker and he's fucking good. So I think, I don't think the ship has sailed at all. I think, and he's got pens too, if they ever do get one, you know, they'll
oh my
get,
God.
They might they get one get this one. Year. They might, they might, one. They might. I mean, it just, to me with him is just like, he's so cheap and he's the tip of the spear at the center of most things that they do that are good. And he's just shitting points. So I expect them to continue to shit. And unlike Bowen, you know, I mean, he gets bonus points, you know, actually not a little bit false, not too many bonus points, but
three players tied on 11 goals, non-pen for top of the Premier League. One of them is Dom. One of them is aforementioned Bowen. And then one of them is Erling Haaland.
Yeah. There you go.
That's the level he's at right now.
He's at the level of Bowen. It's
also just like a bad, when you get players on really bad teams, which Bournemouth are no longer, but for a decade they were.
West Ham are.
Yeah. I mean, you just know they go into a tough fixture and you're just like, I need to get so lucky to get points here. Mm-hmm. Like, I just need, like, just their one counter, right? It's like having a fucking corner Luton kick player. I need fucking Mengi to make the perfect flick-on header or I'm not getting points.
Yeah.
But, like, the way Bournemouth play, yes, it leads to them conceding two dumb goals against 10-man NFO, right? It's like, it's not like it's a perfect way to play or anything, but the way they play is great for FPL because it's so front foot, it's so aggressive, they press so high. And they win the ball back. Even against the tough teams, you could catch them. You know, you could catch them in build up. You can catch the keeper or whatever. Get a big chance out of it. Get a goal. So
yeah,
there's a lot of things going for him right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Sides, please confirm that it's an absolute madness to continue to hold Darwin beyond Burnley. Walsh, take it away.
I will never tell you that that's madness. He's an incredible pick, incredible player. As long as he's fit. Just keep running them out there.
There you go.
It's coming. It is coming.
Alter Bear username all asking about Nkunku. Nkunku has a return every 43 minutes so far this season. Should he be in every team? In every team? A little bit of an exaggeration there, but
I mean, he played a half an hour. Yeah, he played a half an hour. I would imagine he could start and play 60. It's tough with so few days off, which, you know, you maybe he doesn't want to risk him with the short days off. The only issue there is, you know, another short day off, you know what I mean? Because then they play at the weekend. So they have two games. They have three games in a week. Yeah. So, I mean, just I think you do want to be a little cautious there, right? They have three games in a week. He literally just played his first 30 minutes since, like, what? Preseason.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to be looking at him playing really realistically probably more than, you know, 90-ish minutes in the next two games combined. I think you still just want to sit tight there and wait. I don't think you really need to be the first one to that well, especially because the rest of the team is such a fucked up mess. But, you know, he could throw his name in the hat sometime soon, but I'm still just I still watch them. I'm just like, it's a mess. Like, I mean, it's a mess.
He scored a goal. He also had that one off the line that was probably 1 inch from being a brace. You know, he obviously is good, looks good. He's doing everything that we thought he would do. I agree with you. I wouldn't be looking at him game week 19. Really short turnaround. Let's see how managers always say, let's see like how their body recovers, right? So like they're probably gonna give him extra time. They're not gonna go immediately start him, except Palmer and Raz are out. So it might be the type of thing where they're saying, okay, and Nkunku starts this one, Palmer and Raz are back for game week 20, then we rest him for that one. Yeah. I don't know.
It could be.
Is it like I just don't know. I just don't think it's worth the risk. I just don't know who's bringing him in, what forward you're getting rid of. You're going to probably disagree with wouldn't get rid of Jalv, but I wouldn't get rid of Jalv, Ollie, Watkins, Darwin, and Dom. Does anyone have anyone else? Like, I wouldn't get rid of any of those forwards right now for him. So
we also are going to need to put Haaland in the team soon. So
it seems another forward spot gets slashed really soon.
I really hope Poch gets fired soon.
Phoenix said, is Wang to Rich worth a -4 this week?
Yeah, for sure.
Is Wang out or something?
No, he's fucking terrible.
He's terrible, but Rich plays 60 minutes. I don't know if I'd ever take a hit for someone who plays 60 minutes.
I don't. When they get someone else, I don't give a shit. But Wang is just not a good pick.
Yeah, he's definitely not a good
pick. He's just not a good pick.
That said, that saw ball that was 40 yards over hit where he was onside by 20 yards. It's just like, are you kidding me, dude? Yeah. That like should have been a one-on-one easy... Whatever.
But that's the thing with Wang's him. Is
obviously
like,
he's obviously a bad pick. We always knew he's a bad pick. He just went on a hot run of finishing.
Yeah. And
all it ever was.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Anything else?
Lifestyle question is the last one from Kuhn, but I don't really know what he means. Which food item would you use as a compliment or an insult? Preferably baked goods, but I'm open to thoughts. I don't know what
calling
he means.
Someone like a croissant muffin or something. I feel like they all have homophobic undertones.
Gordon that's kind Ramsay of historically calls people muffins, right, or something like that.
I don't know. I'm very ill versed in the world of Gordon Ramsay. Other than that meme with the bread on the girl's face or whatever,
that's the best thing about him. That's the best.
Yeah, I've never like seen a show with him. I don't really know what he's up to. He yells at people.
I've seen a couple apps. It's a really bad show.
We don't like call people food items here, do we?
I don't know. We definitely like use
you're such
of
a
context.
Fucking bacon cheeseburger.
Like, but we'll say stuff like, man, he really fucking hot dogged that one.
No, we don't.
He hot dogged it.
You've never said that to me.
It's the thing that like baseball announcers will say. Ooh, he hot dogged that one. I don't know.
Okay.
No food immediately comes to mind.
Baked goods. It's all homophobic stuff from like 20 years ago.
Is that really? Yeah. I guess you're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, there are words like fruitcake, like that's very.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Or like tart.
Yeah.
Tart isn't, or that's like a derogatory term to what? I don't know.
That
one maybe
bad,
is even
I
a
think.
Little. Seems bad.
Yeah, all right. We're going to take a stand here on FMLville podcast.
Yeah, we're not doing
no
any
baked
of those
goods.
Ones.
Yeah, we're not
no
doing
baked
any
goods.
Of that shit. No baked goods on this show.
We just call people...
Get out of here.
We just call people bacon. They're all bacon cheeseburgers. That's the, that's
all bacon, egg, and cheese.
I wonder what country he's from that he's asking that question. Maybe there are other languages where there's a deeply rooted food... terms of endearment / slagging off terms.
Yeah, we need to hear more about this.
We need examples.
We need examples. Yeah, we need to. I'm really curious as well.
It's like, you know, when you call someone like a sardine or a shrimp. Oh yeah, shrimp. For
oh,
like
shrimp.
A scrawny,
yeah, people do
a
shrimp.
Scrawny.
Yeah, scrawny dude.
You're
yeah.
A little shrimpy guy.
Yeah, a little shrimpy man.
A little shrimpy guy.
Right. That's funny. That's funny. All right, anus slabs. We got one new sign up, Joe M. Patreon sign up. Good job, you slapped that ass, baby. Any last words, my man?
No. See you tomorrow.
Merry Christmas to
Merry Christmas.
All those
Merry Christmas tomorrow.
Merry Christmas tomorrow to you too. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Support patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, view, cheer.
Sports Social Podcast Network.